Patreons.
Patreoners.
We are back.
We're in the sack.
Morning. That's the plan.
That's not the lyrics, but okay.
What are the lyrics? Well, I didn't know that was a song.
Yeah, John was here. He'd get it.
Yeah, because he also likes... Have you listened to anything past 2003 yet?
No.
Damn,
as far as I'm concerned, Eminem stopped making music after about 2004.
You still need to listen to his later stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Have we forgotten how to do this?
Probably. It's been a minute.
Have you eaten a 12-inch pizza to yourself?
It's been a hot minute. Yeah, I might have eaten...
It has been
inadvertently
hot.
Got a 12-inch pizza instead of a 9, so...
Good old charcoal grill. They just fought outside Nile Fella again.
Best give him a free upgrade.
I don't know if you get it a lot, but because I like to have a laugh and I'm off... I wouldn't say I'm the loudest person in the room anymore, but I kind of still have that sort of personality about me where people feel like they can sort of say stuff and it kind of doesn't really sort of matter.
That'd be quick if you're a normal-sized person.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Okay? So, an example. This is not what I was going to say. So remind me about the pizza and everything else to bring me back. But not too long ago, and I mean months ago, I was having my hair cut. Now, I'm suffering of the same problem you were suffering with sort of 25 years ago, which is a bit hairliney.
What a shocker. Niall is in denial.
A bit hairline. What do you mean? What am I in denial about? I'm admitting it. I got hairline.
All right, you have been in denial. The haircut says you're in denial.
Well, I couldn't keep doing the slick back, could I?
No. You did look like a pikey as well, sort of.
Yeah, it was all negatives, really. There wasn't a single positive, other than looking a bit like Brad Pitt. Anyway, let's move on quick.
It's Brad Pitt. I've had a really weird-shaped head and was ginger.
You know, if you guys were getting my haircut.
Dirt poor and from Devon.
Devon
crack addiction.
Not anymore. Well, only yours, Baron.
But
anyway, and the bloke was like, yes, you can see here, brother, is thin, man, he's thin. And was like, combing my hair quite viciously.
Yes, I've lost some weight recently, thank you.
And showing me, see, is coming out. I'm like, yeah, well, stop combing it like that then, you fucking dork.
Yeah, he goes, is coming out, except for what he's not told you is that he's jabbed the...
Yeah,
the,
honestly.
The comb into your head and gone...
So I'm feeling a bit...
Like he's trying to get nits out of his kid.
I've got to that stage in life where...
Fleas out of a dog.
Haircuts don't really sort of... Before, I used to love having a haircut because I feel fresh and cool and great. Now I just kind of
think, you're just old and you don't care.
Well, I do care, but that's the problem. I still care. I've not reached that point where I don't care.
Yeah.
But I still care, and that's why I was looking at me and thinking, oh, my hair's going thin. So anyway.
That's why I said to Benny last time I saw him, I said, when are you going to admit defeat then, mate?
I think he has, kind of. Anywho, so he basically, like, told me, well, clarified what I already knew, which was, your hair is thin, brother, right? Bit annoying.
Your hair's falling out. So, yeah, and you're laundering money.
And then a lad I knew... Yeah, your car machine's broken again.
Yeah, weird that. There's a cocaine factory in the back room.
And a lad I knew, Trevor Disney, I don't know if you know him or not.
Yeah.
So I got up out of the seat. Hello, mate, you alright? Yeah, chat. And he said, fuck me, you're still as fat as you've ever been then. And I was like, brilliant. I've got Turk telling me, here, thin brother.
You want to bang this sort out your hairline.
I was like, anything else? Anyway, so going back to it, I'm eating good.
Isn't
Trev
Disney famously enormous?
Fucking huge, which is why it's okay.
Yeah.
I can take it from him. Famously used to wear a t-shirt that says, I beat diabetes. Nope, anorexia. Which was quite funny.
With diabetes. That's what he beat anorexia with.
He's only lighter because his foot fell off.
So
I'm eating better. I'm going to the gym. I will be honest, I've fallen off the wagon the last couple of weeks. Went up to see my dad and fell
Job
off the wagon. Hard to get back onto the wagon. Planning went to shit. So I feel...
The wagon has collapsed.
But I was kind of... You know, if I was getting a takeaway, normally, as you know, from tonight, it's chicken sheesh. Because I don't care what anyone says, and I've had grief for this off of every man and his dog. It's still a kebab, though.
Chicken.
Kebab? I hate it when people just think, kebab? Meat shavings, mystery meat. No, that's not what a kebab is. That's
mystery meat.
That is a style of kebab. To kebab something means to stick a rod through it. Morning.
Morning.
Can I just quickly interject? I had a really proud moment when I think it was Shuffles or Green Beef dropped a morning in the Discord.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. We have 7 listeners, but one of them says morning.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So if I say kebab, it doesn't mean greasy pit of nothingness. It just means meat skewered and cooked on fire, right? So if I get a chicken shish kebab with all the salad, that is essentially chicken breast and salad.
Chicken norks, salad, grill.
Chicken bangers,
done.
Grill. Yeah, it's cooked on a flame. Leave me alone, right? But I was being a little bit naughty and the odd pizza and a bit of this, that and the other. And I walked in to collect it. And he went, because they call me Drew, which is famously my surname. Drew, brother, what happened with diet? I'm like, I don't need this right now.
How about you go fuck yourself, you money laundering motherfucker. Cash only for the last 15 years.
Yeah, but don't worry, there's a cash machine around the corner.
Yeah, that one.
I don't fucking care. Just take my card, you jip.
Got a washing machine for all your cash back there.
Yeah, we only made £1,000 this year again. Damn. Who'd be in this business? Anyway, I'm out for my Lamborghini.
Yeah.
What's new with you, Ort and Ort?
New job.
Fun.
Yeah.
Rent boy now, aren't you?
Yeah. Terrible pay.
The things you'll do to get a Scania. What are you driving?
DAF.
DAF AIDS.
DAF! Yeah.
Oh, so you've gone from a Scania.
Yeah.
To a DAF AIDS.
It's a sore point, but needs must. I had to get out of there.
You did have to get out of there. Fuck me.
Pack of clowns.
Sorry?
What?
The racial slur you just said. Something clowns.
I said pack of clowns.
Nah, that's what you said the first time.
Right.
It started with pack.
I mean, Pakistan is a country. I don't see what the problem is there.
Oh, fuck. I've packed the bleep machine away. I have to get it back out again.
I'm sure you fucking have, you dick.
Oh, lordy. Yeah, they were a fucking bunch of...
shower of shit.
Yeah. Proper circus, weren't they?
Yeah.
Is it true that your boss used to ride around on a unicycle juggling balls?
Gargling balls.
Good morning. Did he walk into the tune of...
He was the ringmaster, yeah. He was on counting all the cash
that
he got from his Turkish mate down the road who runs a kebabby and a barber's.
Did you go to shake him by the hand and get an electric shock?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a flower on his jacket.
Yeah, all the other stereotypes are available.
Big bang, all of his car doors fell off. Anyway.
Slight subject change. Have you seen the ultimate money laundering business in Yeovil?
Steer clear of Yeovil.
And can you guess what it might be?
Car wash.
And?
Vape shop.
Nope. Other
barbers.
One. Car wash and barbers. Complete,
in one.
Complete with fake gold chairs and all the other
tat. Yeah.
In one place. The Lord. Ultimate money laundering business. No, no. Cash only, bro. Cash only, bro.
Card machine broken again.
RS3, bro.
Card machine broken again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad. That's Yeovil for you.
So new job.
New job.
Similar to the old job, but I've substituted shit for rubbish.
New job, same as the old job. Anyone with some music taste will get that. So I think Green Beef might get that.
He might.
Do you get it?
No.
Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
I was thinking it might be something to do with the remainder of Pink Floyd and the song that they still haven't finished playing from the 1970s.
No, not that one.
There's a 28-year keyboard solo. That
new boss, same as the old boss.
Won't stop.
Well, the
a bit like Niall.
When I was waiting for you to arrive, because you gave me no ETA at all, and I had to guess how long you were going to be, and I was too scared to ask in case you booted off. I was listening to music whilst I was cooking. And some Pink Floyd come on.
Mm.
And I thought, if he walks in that door now, to me just stood in my kitchen listening to Pink Floyd.
Well, you started listening to that 20 years ago, didn't you?
Has it finished yet? Ooh, are we getting all of that fucking nonsense? When's the keyboard solo coming? And all the rest of it.
Where's the man going, oh! For 20 minutes.
Well, the thing is,
is that where he's missed the right vein with the needle for the drugs he wanted?
It was all acid. There was no needle.
Are you sure?
A seed. So new job, same as the old job.
Broadly similar, yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
You were sucking shit before, weren't you?
No, that was what you were doing.
Morning.
You were a shit sucker.
You were
anyway.
Sucking shit, though, weren't you?
No. Sometimes got a tanker, giant vacuum cleaner, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, most of the time, it was moving mostly solid poo.
The very weird noise you're making.
Very weird noise, wasn't it? Mostly solid poop and putting it in fields. Go on your vegetables.
Yummy.
Yummy.
So, all right, I appreciate your old job, but is it just like a big bin that would just get filled and you'd pick up the bin? Or were,
yeah,
or would basically. You get loaded with shit?
Could be either.
Oh, okay.
Could be either. Depends what site you're going to and what you where you're picking it up from, where it's going, yada, yada, yada.
So now, rather than giant bins of shit, it's just giant bins of general rubbish.
But pretty much, yeah. And rats.
A lot of rats, is there?
Lots of rats. So,
isn't it water you're dealing with now? Am I on some sort of glue?
No, it's rubbish, you spastic.
Isn't that?
That's a spastic.
Isn't that fucking annoying?
It's really annoying.
You know me, this is a bit car-y. I'm impartial with when it comes to EVs. I'm not as anti. Hot. I'm not as anti as everyone else, right? Or uncle. But what I don't like is
no, I'm from uncle. You know what I dislike even more? The yeah. Hyundai that makes a fake engine noise with a fake gearbox. And it does fake pop bang remap noises as well.
Bloody.
I'll find a video for you later. Anyway, it's cars. What was I saying?
Do you know what? I was getting confused because you went for a job at the Weeder with the Weeder people.
Yeah.
And that's what threw me off.
Yeah. No, I didn't get that one.
So it's a skipping?
Yes, basically. So I was driving down the A358 earlier on. A bit of local knowledge. If you know, you know. Shithole.
Where's that?
Near Ilminster. Shithole.
Shithole. Terminally Ilminster.
Terminally. That's good. I've never heard that before. That's good. I've not heard that. That's good. That's good.
I'm glad. That's made me really happy.
So I had basically the bin and the lorry was like 14-ish foot high.
Yep.
And I'm looking in my mirror, and I just happened to look in my mirror, and something moving caught my eye. And there's a rat the size of a chihuahua stood on the side of it. Bearing in mind, I'm doing 50 miles an hour down the 358 at this point. And it just leaps off.
Lord.
Just leaps off. I'm like, that is natural selection right there. But you'll tip a big bin that's been somewhere that someone's put some normal like food waste or something in.
Yeah.
And it'll just be crawling with rats. You tip it in the transfer station and they'll just fucking run away. It's like,
makes me edgy.
What's funny like though is the rats that already live in the transfer station, they all like come out and they have a fight.
Oh.
Because it's territory, isn't it?
But that's noisy.
Yeah, it is. They're all going mental at each other. It's like, interesting.
I'll be honest, I'd be shit scared one would either run up my trouser leg or would end up in the cab and I'd be just merrily driving along singing some bullshit song and one would just go eek, eek, eek next to me and I'd shit and just crash. I would just crash.
Yeah, no, I'm no. I've seen a few jump out of skips and ro-ro bins. I haven't seen...
What's a ro-ro again? Roll on, roll off.
Roll, yeah, that's it.
Right,
the bigger bins, generally speaking.
Okay. What sort of area are you covering? Summer shithole.
Yeah.
Mainly, I'm guessing, because you're based in...
Bit of Dorset. Go to the landfill at Bridgewater quite a lot. Been there twice today.
The town centre?
Yeah. Yeah, we just tip it at the Mercury Hotel.
NETA 6.
That's it. Palace Nightclub?
That's
it.
Especially these days.
12 tons of rubbish for you.
Oh, that's the DJ we've booked.
Some free rats. Yeah.
Oh, that's the door staff.
Yeah.
Burn.
I went back fairly late in the day. I went back to the landfill at Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm.
Queued up for 25 minutes, got to the weighbridge, mate, you had a look in the back and went, nope. And rejected it. I was like, okay, I'll just take it back to Somerton then. Then I bent the fucking sheet on, so... Dickhead.
Why do you say no?
Too much plastic and too much greenery in it, apparently.
Lord.
I was like, but the ticket does say mixed waste.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good mix, you know.
This is waste that's mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, too much plastic in that. Oh, I'm not putting that in there. It's like, oh, okay, fair enough. I don't care, I'm getting paid by the hour.
Yeah, I could give a fuck, Matt.
Bye.
See you later. mild update for me, my community service.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in a charity shop anymore.
No?
No.
Why is that?
Two reasons. One.
You burnt the old deer behind the counter.
Nah.
No?
No. Boring.
Oh, no, that was your job at Willand on the roundabout, I remember now.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or boring. Something. Boring.
Boring.
Well, yeah, it's a charity shop. staffed by old people who aren't paid to be there.
I know, but
they're there out of the kindness of their own hearts. It's like, this is going to be boring. You expect him to get the grannies up on LSD and have a rave?
That would have been an advantage, yeah, but it's...
You'll be more entertaining.
I will admit this. I'm quite happy doing not a lot. Benny is some years my senior, right?
Thinking that you're lazy.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to say the L word, but I can be lazy. I like to be lazy. I'm lazy. Lazy.
Lazy in the morning. Lazy, yeah.
If you can tell me who sang... The
fat guy on the sofa was Niall.
No.
Oh.
The group and the singer.
Oh, I can't remember.
Do you
even
know who the singer is?
No.
A guy called David Byrne. From?
Pet Shop Boys, I don't know.
The Talking Heads. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Psycho Killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Ma. That one.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Word for word, yeah.
Back. I thought he was in the room. David, go away. We're trying to do a podcast here. What the fuck was I saying? Boring.
Shot, yawning.
I'm quite good at being lazy. But what I don't like doing is... It doesn't have to be touching it. What I can't do...
Are you
very
so
well.
Lazy you'll eat a hairy Snickers off the floor instead of... Like...
Blowing on it.
Yeah, giggity.
No. I'm not very good at doing nothing. I'm very good at procrastinating. I'm very good at just being on my phone when I should be doing other things. I'm very good at just watching TV when I should be doing other things and just going, nah, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm brilliant at that. What I'm not very good at is doing fuck all.
And that's what the charity
was. And I
was
doing fuck all. I just couldn't... Like nine, some hour, many hours. What felt like 98 hours.
Yeah.
Just stood at a till. And what I hate as well is when I'm doing nothing... But the alternative, I don't want to do either. That, I really struggle with that.
Is the alternative getting banged up?
No, the alternative is actually dealing with customers.
Ah.
And going, would you like a bag? No, okay, thank you. That's £9.
Do you like a bag? No, you've already got one.
Cash or card. Cash or card. Card, okay, just on the machine when you're ready. Would you like a receipt?
No, it's come up as decline. Sorry,
I was just thinking, like...
Put money in your account.
I was just thinking, please, just go away. Please don't buy anything. Then also... The alternative was doing nothing, so I was not happy either way.
No.
And it lasted ages, and the manager was a little bit of a Nazi.
Right.
Proper, like, on you. Just
a
like,
few stuck your head around the office and went, Sieg, and they go, Heil!
Yeah, they would.
Right, okay.
Well, like...
You should have felt right at home there.
And she had a little moustache.
Just in the middle.
Yeah. Charlie Chaplin, I think she was called.
Your ex-wife.
It was just a bit full-on. Like, I'd put my phone in a locker, I couldn't do anything.
What?
Honestly, and I went to go to the toilet, and someone was already in the toilet. So I waited, they came out, I went in, had a piss. Even washed my hands after piss, that's how bored I was, just trying to kill time. And then I came out, and she was like, was you on your phone then? I was like, what, when? She was like, when you went to the toilet. I was like, no, it's in the locker,
you fucking clown.
And she was like, all right, okay, that's fine. And at the end of the night...
So why weren't you allowed your phone?
They're at work, and no one's allowed their phone, technically.
Right, okay.
Which I get is kind of a bit unprofessional, but at the same time, leave me the fuck alone.
It's a fucking
charity shop. I've gone to the
toilet. Yeah.
And like, at the end of the day, because I like to sort of... I don't like to leave these things out in the open, so I was just like, if you don't mind me asking, like, why did you think I was on my phone? And she was like, well, you were just gone a while. I was like, yeah, because somebody was in the toilet already.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I mean, it's not like someone was in there, like, painting a picture...
No.
If they went in and had a shit and left, I mean, that's what, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, tops?
Yeah.
To be like, oh, he's taking a bit longer than usual. Go away. What if I'm going in for one of my famous Leonards that lasts fucking ages?
What happens if it keeps falling out of me?
Yeah, exactly. When I think I'm done, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
And what also happened...
It's like school as well. It's kind of like...
A bit. And this is the problem, is like I've worked for myself for a long time.
Yeah, that does make you quite unemployable.
It's more the fact that
my brother's the same.
I'm not really
he's like
used
I can't be
orders.
Employed.
I'm not really used to taking orders off of people.
No, that's it.
I don't know, I have a customer base and when people say, "Oh yeah, you're your own boss." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm my own boss as long as I do exactly what the people are paying me to do.
Yeah.
I'm my own boss." Do you know what I mean? I can't just not fucking show up or do half a job.
That's it.
"Oh yeah, you be your own boss." No. So I get that. I'm still under instruction. I can follow instructions. I'm not a child.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm just... And I was just like, oh, can you sort these coat hangers out? No, I don't fucking want to sort coat hangers out. Leave me alone.
So what are you doing instead then?
I'm going to prison.
Banged up. I can't bear mini Hitler and a fucking timer for you going for a dump.
Yes, just fucking bum me in prison, please. Please, that's a genuine request.
Okay.
No, I'm doing all the group stuff, all the litter picking and painting bridges. So I've done one day.
Master got me working.
There's so much I could say, but I can't. But
demographics are just a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to be litter picking and painting bridges with community payback written all over my fucking high-vis. Do you know what I mean? And I just thought, nah. And I'm going to be with a load of proper, proper wrong-uns. I'm just a bloke who was doing his job and it all went awry.
He's also a wrong-un.
Technically a wrong-un, but in my mind, doing my job and it just went a bit awry.
Mm.
I didn't even think that's what happened, but in the law's eyes, that's what happened, right? And I thought, I don't want to be... You're only as good as people around you.
Mm.
And when I'm around, you know, thick people and mongs and idiots and the lowest of the low, I do feel like... Ugh. But don't get me wrong, put me around posh people. I'm like, get me around some scum, quick.
Yeah, put you around posh people. You start talking about the pyramids being power stations.
That happened, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's funny.
Where was I when that happened again?
A wedding.
Was it a wedding
with your other half? Yeah, yeah, in Cornwall. I'd have thought they'd have gone for the pyramids of power stations thing in Cornwall, but...
I said power stations. I said they don't know what electricity is down there, do they?
It's true.
They may just stop killing their young.
They also think siblings are fair... Oh, no, that's Ofcom.
No, that's TA.
No.
No, anyway.
EX.
So
16.
I was a bit
15.
Like, I don't really want to be doing the group stuff.
14.
In what? My mind, I was thinking, well, 14? Honiton.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Have you been to Honiton?
Honiton's bad,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
But I was just like... I don't want to be doing all the group stuff, all the great unwashed. I thought a charity shop sounds cool. I don't have to wear high vis, I can just wear plain clothes. I'm there. I feel like I'm giving something back to the community. Old people aren't that bad.
Turns out, mini Hitler.
Boring.
Boring.
So anyway, there was another reason why I'm not doing a charity shop anymore.
Did you steal some of that?
No.
No Richbrook tax discholders there then. Look, because you stole them all 15 years ago.
None left. That's why they got rid of tax dish.
Yeah. Cool. All these Richbrook's tax dish holders have... yeah.
Cool, we've sold a lot. Oh,
sold,
so says
yeah.
We've sold none.
Sold.
We're out of stock again, but we've sold none.
Again?
So, basically, I couldn't do two Saturdays in a row.
Mm.
Okay? I went to Retro Rides at Goodwood.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous day with Benny and Maddie.
Huh?
Yeah, she got in the way of it. It was a bit stop third wheeling near us. Go away. And I went to Touring Car Rewind with my dad at Alton Park. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? Two Saturdays in a row I couldn't do. So I phoned the guy up, otherwise known as my probation officer. Wow. And said, I can't do this Saturday, this Saturday. Yeah, da, da, da. Yep, not a problem at all, not a problem. And I can't do the following Saturday. Yep, not a problem at all, not a problem at all. Cool, 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 cool. So.
Go to prison.
I missed the first two. I missed the first one, missed the second one. I go back to work in the week, get a phone call like on a Wednesday off of someone else in probation I'd never heard of, give me a load of grief for an unexplained absence. And I was like, huh? And long story short, because I don't want to bore everyone with it, he logged my first absence that I wasn't going to be there on the Saturday, didn't log the second one. So they're up creating this big hoo-ha, and I was like, Dean, the guy, I was like, Dean, I told you, because I remember the conversation. I said, remember you said this back to me? Oh, mate, yeah, you are right, yeah.
Yeah, no,
this,
I'm right.
And the other, da, da, da. And then he was like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to have to take you out of the charity shop. And I was like, why? He was like, well, they kind of need someone consistent, really. They don't really like unexplained absences. I was like, well, it's not unexplained.
It's not unexplained, though, is it?
I couldn't be there, you dickhead. And he was like, look, mate, he said, it's fine. Just do the group stuff. And I was thinking, fucking hell, I don't want to be doing the group stuff either. Because it's great unwashed and all the rest of it, right? Mate, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
He's among his own kind. He loves it.
No, I did feel a bit like
criminals.
I'm slightly better than all of you, but we went to a dog and cat rescue centre in Ottery St Mary.
Meow.
Woof woof. Fucking flash heart over here. and we were doing some gardening, basically.
Uphill.
Not for the first time, baby.
Benny was there too, was he? God damn. What a thrill.
And basically there was lads doing some streaming and a bit of this, bit of that.
Anyway.
And me and a couple of fellas were...
streaming?
Me and a couple of men were doing... Graveling a dirt track. Pebble dashing a dirt track.
I mean, that sounds rude. That does sound rude.
No, there was a dirt track, sorry.
Were you uphill gardening in the dirt track?
I was uphill gardening, putting it on a dirt track that led to an exercise area.
Putting gravel on. Oh, yeah, Christ.
Morning. Oh, we basically said to put gravel on that. And it was graff, don't get me wrong, because we had to shovel a load of gravel into a wheelbarrow. I don't know who he was.
Wheelbarrow.
Good. I'm glad you got it. So, yeah, we had to put it into William Barrow, lump it up.
Not Richard Barrow, then, not Dick Barrow.
No, not Dick Barrow, not this time. But it was just very laid back. All the lads were sound. There was a scouser with no teeth, so I thought, well, tick. There's bound to be at least one on any sort of...
Stereotypes are for a reason.
Yeah, there was a few stereotypes there. I won't tell you any of the other ones, but there was some more stereotypes.
Demographics are a thing, aren't
Demographics
they?
Are a thing. This isn't what I was just...
Something to do with balaclava or headrests?
No. Well-ish. I won't get into it. But one of them... He's
something
very...
with attitude.
That one.
Yes.
He was very funny because they were proper, proper like Nigerians.
Oh God!
But like, you know, that's why the fuck is Nigerian? What is that? What are you doing? What's that accent?
Is it Ugandan, maybe?
Yeah, whatever. Don't know. That sort of part of the world.
I mean,
but they were like talking to each other and kind of kept themselves to themselves. But then I was put with them, and it was fine.
Clicks and whistles.
Bulge. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And one of them went. He said, "Brother, what is wrong?" And he went,
"Why are you gay?"
You are gay. And he was a big one as well, right?
Oh, is he big, Popeye's chicken eating motherfucker?
I mean, that's a stereotype. But
to quote Bad Boys, circa 1995.
That one. And he said, "Brother, what is wrong?" And he went, "Man, I am tired." And it just tickled me. I was like, "Man, I am tired."
I can see how that's quite amusing.
Yeah, well, when there's fuck all else to laugh at, yeah. Everything's funny.
What were they in for?
I didn't want to ask. But, yeah, I sent a picture to my brother with them two in it. He said, "Where the fuck are you doing your community service to?" He said, "I hope the villagers..."
Bogota.
He said, "I hope the villagers will be happy with their new path." As I'm sure they will be. So... yeah, thoroughly enjoying it. And next week, we're in Beer, which, as you, I mean, anti-Devon as you are, is a fantastic place.
Mm.
Working at a scout hut, doing all sorts of odd jobs. I don't think there's any scouts there.
Are you legally allowed in a scout hut?
It's coming up to an end at the minute, which is good for me.
I'm still shocked you're allowed to live this close to a school.
I don't think they've registered yet.
Yeah.
But... there's no like real kitchen facilities there. So one of the lads brings along a stove and cooks up on bacon sandwiches.
Nice.
It's brilliant. It's so laid back. I was on my phone half the time. And the bloke came over and was like, "Oh shit." And he was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. As long as you're working." I was like, "Yes,
master."
But,
me work. I was like,
"But I'm not though."
You should go, "Yes, master."
I was like, Toby B. Anyway, have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, well, I can't say it because there's N-words in it.
Just say it.
No.
It's Patreon. Just say it.
Well, it's a quote.
Yeah, exactly. You're quoting something that's been read.
Just say Nigel.
No, just say it.
It's from a film.
Verbatim, you're saying it, so it's fine.
No.
Yeah, it's fine.
I won't say it. You say it then.
If you're quoting it, it's fine. I don't know what the quote is. You need to tell me what the quote is.
Well, I'll write it down. You repeat
it. No, you need to tell me and I'll repeat it.
I'll show you the video.
Word for word.
N-word for N-word. Right, we're at 30 minutes now, Dave.
We just talked about bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. In short, Niall is a criminal.
Yes. What I will say, because, well, first and foremost, huge, huge apologies for the big gap in recordings.
Mm.
You guys know exactly what's going on. Bulge just said he was changing jobs. You know everything's been going on in the background anyway, but you changing jobs kind of threw a mild spanner in the mix a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it was fresh, and I think you started on a Monday, and I was like, "Want to record on a Monday?" And you were like,
"No."
Day one of my new job. Just give
me. Yeah, no. Not so much.
And I got fucking... I had a right old week of it, which I'll talk about on the main app, which kind of screwed things a little bit.
Right, all week of it on this chain gang with some Nigerians.
My name tired.
My name tired. Time to pay the bill. Lewis will come. Lewis just came.
Yeah. Time to pay the
Anyway.
But yeah, no, thank you so much for your patience. It is massively appreciated. I check the Patreon every now and again, expecting to see a fucking ream of cancelled memberships. And I'm incredibly grateful that none of you have.
Yes.
the irony, well, it's not even irony, actually, but it hasn't escaped us that we didn't release a single episode in May.
Did we not?
Nah.
Oh.
I don't think so, anyway.
Cool.
So, again, thank you massively for your support and patience. It is massively appreciated. I feel like normal service is on the horizon.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably the next time, but maybe the time after. Time after, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, possibly. It's on the cards. And yeah, we very much look forward to getting back into some sort of normality, as I'm sure you guys are too. But generally, massive thank you for all of that. Anything you'd like to say, apart from the N-word and the P-word again?
P-word?
Yeah, remember?
No, you have to remind me.
Nope. I'd rather not.
Why?
Because I really want to. So please stop asking me to, because I might. I don't want to bleep it. I have to really bleep the first one that you said.
I didn't say anything.
Do you have anything to say that isn't racist?
No.
Fucking surprising. Right, say bye.
Got the wrong ear on it. What?
No, it hasn't.
21.
That's where we started.
Meh.
Men? Did you say men?
Well, if you want to hear it as that, then that's up to you. But
I didn't see that turning around on me. Gay!
I mean, Master Gabby.
I mean, yeah, if the gimp mask fits, yeah. Morning.
If the ball gag fits, wear
morning.
It.
Yeah. I would say morning.
Morning.
Say goodbye. Thank you for listening.
No.
You don't appreciate our listenership.
I do. I just don't want to say it because you told me to say it.
You don't appreciate... Hot off the press. Bulge doesn't appreciate any of you.
Well, hot off the press. Niall's twisting things again. And I don't mean his own scrotum. For once.
Burp. Right. Say bye.
Say bye.
Niall, ask me to say bye.
Niall, ask me to say bye.
Just ask me to say bye. Wheeze, 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 wheeze. Ask me to say bye now.
Ask me to say bye now.
No, stop. For once, stop repeating what I'm saying. I don't think I'd ever say that. Just ask me to say bye so I can say bye and hit fucking stop.
Just
on this damn thing.
Ask me to say bye so I can say bye and hit stop on this fucking thing.
For those of you that can't see, which is every single one of you, he's also copying my hand actions as well. Say, ask me to say bye.
Ask me to say bye.
Right, goodbye everybody.
Goof.
Vovo. Folk code.
F.
F. Ed. Right, say bye.
Say bye.
Please just say bye, because I can't press stop until you say bye. Honestly, I want to fucking throw the thing against the wall, because I physically can't hit stop until you say bye. I don't know what it is. It's fucking irritating. Please just say bye so I can
hit stop. I don't know what it is. It's fucking irritating, but it's sort of where a penis should be, but it's smaller.
What is this, Action Man? Am I a fat Action Man?
Flaction Man.
Action Man. Say bye.
Say bye.
Please.
Please.
I'm going to get upset. Say bye.
Upset.
Say bye.
Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.